This is Jan Fisher. I'm interviewing Zita Rimley in her home on July 14th, 1976, at about 3:40 p.m. I didn't go ahead.
You said June, though, didn't you?
I did say June, and it's July.
Oh, oh my! I'm not perking today.
Okay. I wanted to ask you some more questions about your family relating to the some of the information we got in that first and second interview. I was wondering if you could tell me a little more about your mother. You said she was born in about 1857?
Yes.
Okay. And what state was she born in?
Illinois.
In Illinois. Did she have any schooling in Illinois?
She went through the eighth grade. I think that's all, but Mama was really self-educated. One of the, she won spelling contests all over the state.
Yeah.
And one of the things that that wasn't too good for me is because all my life, when I was home, if I ever knew how to, wanted to know how to spell a word, I'd ask Mama instead of looking it up, because she always knew. And that isn't too good. If you don't know how to spell a word, you're supposed to look it up. But she knew the meaning of every word, and she was a great reader. Just a very great reader.
So what sort of things did she do to educate herself?
Just read and
read a lot of
things, and always interested in current events and anything that was going on at the time.
Was she from a big family herself?
My poor mother. All her children put together didn't amount to what she did. She was the oldest of seven. Mm-hmm. And when her mother died in childbirth, she had to raise the family.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was the farmer, and she said that she thought the brains of the family, because the father was just so heartbroken when the mother died. And even when Mama was married, she brought out three of her sisters and two sisters and one brother to North Platte.
Still was taking care of them.
Taking care of them. Mm-hmm. So she really, that was the youngest of them. Then she had another brother who went to Montana, he lived in Nyhart, Montana, and he took one of the others.
Mm-hmm.
So she really had an awful lot to do to raise her mother's family, then have eight of her own, and help out with their grandkids.
Have time to read.
And do just so many things that had to. Now, I was thinking how now if our current went off, our electricity, how we'd our food would be spoiled, you know, at home you didn't cook only for a day at a time, because we had refrigerator, but had an ice box, but with ice.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you didn't expect it to keep the food a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to cook every morning for what you wanted at for dinner. It was at noon then, and supper at night, but you'd never cook for several days at a time. You just had to be there and do all that.
Do you know how old she was when her mother died?
I think she was 17.
17.
No, she was only 14.
14.
She was only 14.
So she spent almost 10 years then.
Yes.
Raising the
uh-huh.
rest of the family.
Yes.
And did that interrupt her school, or was it just expected that she would?
I don't know whether I imagine that. It was expected that she just stay home and take care of the
mm-hmm.
take care of the family.
Right. So she, do you know, like, did she used to talk to you about her childhood and what things were like in her family to you? Or?
Well, I know they seemed like soap was one of her great thrifty things. Because they always have to make all their soap and save all the grease and make their soap. And I guess she did talk a lot about it. In fact, my sister called me from Pasadena last night and said that she's got the big old family Bible and said, Mama wrote so much in there in a code, and she wanted to know if I knew the code. I said, no, I didn't. So she seemed to have a code, and she didn't want anyone to know. She wanted to write her thoughts down, and yet she might not want anybody else to have known what she was writing.
So she had a code.
She had a code, said she had this whole, and I said, no, I don't remember that. But so they got pages and pages of Mama's writing in a code.
Hmm. Which, interesting to try.
Yeah, I'm going to try and see what she wrote. Because, she was always very original.
And she did, which, do you know when you mentioned she wrote a lot of poetry?
Well, she always was the poetess.
Did she write that when she was younger too, do you know?
I think she did. And, I know she, one of the poems I can't find that she wrote was My Class Prophecy. When I graduated from high school, she wrote a long poem about everybody in the class, what they were going to do. And I feel awfully bad that I can't find that.
That'd be interesting to see
what it was.
So when she was younger, she raised with the family. That must have involved like cooking and baking and sewing.
And doing, my mother was practically a tailor in her ability to sew. Mm. And of course, clothes in those days were not very easy to make. You didn't have a little A-line dress. It was so many things and bustles. But she was just practically a tailor in her ability to sew. But yet, I don't know that, I think she'd have been awfully good at a lot of things besides a housewife, but of course, that's what all girls were at that time.
So if she was born in, she's the oldest in 1857, did her father not get into the Civil War or?
No, I don't think he did. Mm-hmm. I don't think he did. My father's father did, but her father didn't.
Mm-hmm. And so was your father also raised on a farm?
Yes. He was raised on the Donegans owned their own farm. They were much better off than the Rushes. I think, my mother's father, after the mother died, lost their farm. Mm. He couldn't make the mortgage payments, and so he was a tenant farmer, I think, for quite a while. But the Donegans had a huge place on the Mississippi River near Savannah. Of course, they were both born near Savannah, Illinois.
Do you know how they met, or did she?
No, I don't know. I suppose the country dances. Mom always said she could do the shabish, whatever that is.
Did she mention the kinds of things she used to like to do as a young girl? I mean, like going to dances.
Yeah, oh, they went to country dances all over, but she wasn't musical at all. Neither was my father. But they danced and went to country dances all over the place, barn dances.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever go to quilting bees or learn how to do needlework in university?
Well, she surely knew how to quilt, mm-hmm. but she didn't do fine needlework. Mm-hmm. She made comforters more than quilts, because that's what all our comforters were. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I went home, when Edgar... one of the boys, when Joe was born, a lot of my old dresses were still there, and she made me make quilts out of them. Comforters, they call. Because quilts, you know, they're a little hand done, but mine were all done on the machine.
So, when you were a young girl, you had a sewing machine?
Yes.
Was that unusual? Did most people have sewing machines?
Well, I don't know. We always had the old Singer sewing machine.
I guess I was just reading the other day that this just came in, I guess.
Oh, no, the treadle, you know. Mm-hmm. I never, I can't remember not having that sewing machine in the house. And it was certainly kept busy.
I can see with eight. Did your mother then went right from living in her home to marrying your father. She never worked, or?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Do you know where she got her interest in civic affairs?
Well, she had another cousins, and by the name of McGuire's, that I think they were more, oh, he was an attorney, and she, then he was elected to Congress, mm-hmm. and she was always interested in civic affairs.
So did she, you know, she paid attention then to that?
Yeah, she always paid attention to who was in office. Mm-hmm. And
did she belong to any clubs or anything?
She belonged to the Maccabees. Did you ever hear of the Maccabees?
No.
Well, it was a very, very prominent organization of, but I guess men belonged to it too, but in North Platte, it was just a women's organization. They had insurance. She was an officer in the Maccabees for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And I know they wanted to take her, give her a job older when she was in organizing. As an old lady at home. Oh, my goodness, she was the huge lady. She traveled from coast to coast for the Maccabees, and she was always trying to get Mama to work in that, but she never did. But she was had an office in the Maccabees in North Platte for years and years and years. Then, of course, she started the Illinois Society in North Platte. Mm-hmm. I think I told you that.
And this was for people who had come there
from Illinois. And I don't think that had ever been done before, that any special group would just have, maybe they met as friends, but she started it and had officers in it and election and had a different affairs that they sponsored in the Illinois Society in North Platte. And she belonged, of course, after, in later years, after my, she had four brothers were all in the service in World War I, and then, of course, she was a charter member of the American Legion, and also the disabled war veterans, mm-hmm. and she was the charter member of that, and disabled war American, foreign wars.
Veterans of foreign wars.
It was named after my brother, because my youngest brother was killed in France.
I think you mentioned that, the Nolsey Donegan Post.
And
that,
I think I told you that, too. And so she was a member of that, and it's very active. And, of course, she was always active in church groups and always in the Railroad Auxiliary Brotherhood of Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers.
Because that's the union?
Yeah.
Women's
Auxiliary to that.
So, okay, let's go through this one at a time. What kinds of things did the Maccabees do?
Well, it was an insurance law. She had insurance in it. Mm-hmm. You joined it, I guess, more or less for the insurance and then for the social life.
Okay, what kind of social?
Well, they gave dances once a year, a big dance, and they made sold tickets and they rented a big hall, and the Maccabees dance was a big affair. But I don't really know what they did at their meetings outside of going over their business and trying to get new members and more of a social thing.
So the women, about how many people would be in that? Do you have any idea?
There were quite a few Maccabees in North Platte. Mm-hmm. I think it sort of died out, mm-hmm. but in the older groups, there were quite a few Maccabees. I'm going to look that up and see more about it, because it just seems you don't hear of it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I might do the same, too. We'll get back together and see what we find out. Okay, and then the Illinois Society, were they mainly social?
Yes, they were mainly social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That men and women?
Yes.
In that group.
Yes.
Okay.
So she had plenty of outside activities in that, because she never... We our old house before we brought the new one, and oh, I've got to show you a picture of sometime. You said the ones I'll get some pictures together and show you, but we had a great big corner lot that she gave big parties and had Japanese lanterns with the lights out, and she'd always for ice cream socials. That was the thing to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had our old ice cream thing that cranked. That she made our ice cream, and she always made rhubarb sherbet because we had so much rhubarb, and ice cream and cake. And she always would give ice cream socials because we could get such a big crowd, and she made money out of it for the organization.
Mm-hmm. But, so you must have had quite a few people in town.
Yeah, we always had, because the big house and the big yard, and she always just delighted to, in fact, she always said that she got good house cleaning done before a party. So then she'd have to go down and shine the silver, and she, after every room, she'd always go at the top of the door to see if there's any dirt on it. And I don't know why she did that. It used to make me so mad. I'd say, well, she'd go up and clean the top of the door to see if there's any dust on that. But at least that's when there were thorough cleanings whenever we were going to have a party. So she'd like to give a party at least 3 or 4 times a year. So everything would be cleaned up again.
So, and the activities, like, okay, you mentioned to me, I think, the last time, or the first time we talked, that she was for women's suffrage. Did she ever work for that at all, or was she just...
Well, I know when Wyoming got it first, and she just thought that was an awful slam that the rest of the states didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she was very, very interested, although she never took any office or anything in that. I think she was just interested and talked it up in her own...